David, 29 disposals and a goal, and upsetting a team that had won 5 in a row. You must be thrilled with that win over Port.
Yeah, it just shows the pass really counts for nothing. It's about what team produces on game day, and we've had a strong focus throughout the season that when we produce our best, it really stacks up. So I thought we'd do that tonight.
What do you think was the most impressive area of the performance tonight?
Oh, I think our work, our teamwork without the ball, I think really set us apart comparatively to what we've been producing in the last few weeks especially. I think the boys worked really hard to help each other and really stifle Port Adelaide's ball movement and run, which is one of their threats.
Full house upstairs, Adam Papalia, Carl Langdon, Glenn Jakovic, Kim Hagdon, and Luke McFarlane.
Yeah, we had a bit of a different mix up there today. As you mentioned, Scott Jones came back in. Cam McCarthy and Cam Sutcliffe both played forward for most of the day. So, especially for our big guys, we don't need them to do anything too special. Especially for Big Jones, his mindset going in was just to play big and take some bodies and really create a contest. And I thought he did that. And with our ball movement going forward, could have been a little bit better at times. But I thought we were a bit more brave taking a bit of ground tonight. No news there, Jacko. I'm sorry, mate. It's an astute pickup, my old pairs kick partner. We're really keen to kind of get Port Adelaide into contest, especially around the ball. We understand. Turn that down, mate. That's gone. That's gone. No, sorry, lads. We understand that Port Adelaide has a real strength around the ball, especially with Paddy Ryder and the like on ball, so... we're really keen to kind of get them into a contest around the ball, and I think our backs really stood up. They had some clean ball coming out on occasion, and they did their bit tonight, which was great. Yeah, all the big boys forward of the ball were really great with their competition and really bringing the ball to the ground. But I thought our tall backs as well, Alex Pearce and Joel Hamley, a couple of bags of bones down there, they did really well. Yeah, I think it's more about our intent and our intensity to really be 100% without the ball. We noticed throughout our training over the last couple of weeks that probably in a bid to kind of protect ourselves a little bit, we're not being as physical as we can be. So I think especially like around the ball, we were really fierce tonight, which was great. Oh, I bloody hope so. That's what I'm paying for. Yeah, that was earlier in the week. We wanted to lighten the mood up and put a bit more onus on the players. We're really conscious of having a young group and going through the habitual nature of AFL football can get a bit dreary for those guys, especially as the season progresses and travelling every week. So, that was a bit of fun, and we wanted to just lighten it up a little bit. And from all reports, those boys went really well. Seems to me. I'm not sure, to be honest. I thought his competition, especially in the ruck and around the ground, was really first class. But, I wasn't aware that he'd come off. Sorry, boys. You mentioned earlier we're a bit thin with our big guys, Sean's vital. I'm not sure, to be honest. When you get injured, you kind of vanish into the rehab group and you don't emerge again until you're right to go. So I'm not sure.